USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It may be a while before Americans see gas prices come down. West Texas Intermediate crude futures reaching $68.65 on Tuesday, which is its highest level in more than 2 years. Oil prices are up about 30% this year. Meantime, help is on the way. OPEC and its allies agreeing to boost production in July, keeping a promise they made in April to return to 2.1 million barrels per day to the market. Texas leaders are upset with how the final hours of the state's legislative session closed Monday night after Democrats walked out before voting on a bill they claim suppresses Texas voters. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is blaming House Republican leader Dade Phelan for allowing it to happen.
The Speaker of the House told the Democrats earlier that evening he would not lock the doors, he would not send the state police.
USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.